Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now, our sports director. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. You know, we need more of that. We do. We need more first bases taken away. Nothing physical happened, just pure anger.
Jeff, I mean, I think that Don Kelly might be up to that task. He loves getting tossed from games.
He might be. Maybe he takes second. I mean, first has been taken. Home, you'd need some shovels to be able to get home plate out. But second or third, I mean, third is closest. Second, you're really sending a message because you're going to the farthest spot out there to go get that base.
Yeah.
Do you remember the minor league manager who was crawling like an army man and then he took the rosin bag and threw it as a grenade?
Yes.
I threw it as a grenade. Yes.
It landed at home plate and it just puffed up.
And he looked, if you haven't seen it, he looks exactly like the guy you would think would do it.
Yes. Perfect minor league manager. All right, Jeff. So Paul Skeens, not his best yesterday, although he did retire the final 7 guys he faced. He exited the game after throwing 78 pitches. Greg Brown had mentioned on the broadcast that was kind of going to be the plan. Is this something we should expect more frequently, especially if the Pirates continue to, well, not be in the playoff race?
I don't necessarily believe they're going to limit that much. I think where they're at halfway through the season, you got the All-Star break coming up. This is as Greg mentioned, it seemed like it was a planned lesser pitch day. But, if he's rolling and he's got a one-hitter or a no-hitter going, I got to imagine these plans are fluid. I mean, I think you have a thought, okay, in the next couple of starts, we want to give him fewer pitches. But I just couldn't fathom in that type of situation where they say, okay, we're rigidly staying to the plan. I think they have an idea of where they want to be innings-wise. Let's see where we could cheat innings. And that was a perfect place because it obviously wasn't, as you mentioned, Skeen's best. And here's a chance to give him a little bit of a breather before his next start.
Jeff, your thoughts as a whole, Aaron Rodgers, whenever he was on McAfee on Tuesday, what is your initial thoughts or whatever your thoughts right now of what he said?
Yeah, and I'll say this. I've been interested in the reaction. Like, it seems like every time he talks, more people are buying in. Like, they're hanging on every word, and it's starting to be like, okay, maybe this guy isn't all these things we heard about. Maybe he's not going to be – maybe he does have something. Like, the belief is growing, and I like some of the stuff he says. Now, whether he does it, I mean, that will be the ultimate test. But especially the stuff about, I need to earn my stripes as a leader on this team. Yeah, I come in with 20 years and 17 as a starter, but I've got to earn it on this team. And the stuff like, hey, Will Howard can come to me for anything. I'm not going to stand over his shoulder. I'm not going to tell him, hey, you should do this or that. But I'm here for whatever he wants. And if that ends up being the case, what a resource for a guy like Will Howard. You got your K-State buddy. You got Mason, who's a really good teammate. And you've got a Hall of Famer right there that you can pick the brains of. I mean, what a great first year with no pressure on you to come in and just learn.
Jeff, a rookie that will have some pressure on him is Caleb Johnson. Mark Cabali hypothesized that he thinks that Caleb could have a better four-year tenure than Najee did in his first 4 years as a Steeler. What are your thoughts on those statements and proclamations?
I don't know. Man, 4,000-yard years, especially with Jalen and Gainwell this year, I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case, but I think you'll remember his runs more than you did Najee's. And, I mean, I look back at Najee, like, you remember the stiff arm.
Yep.
That was awesome. The touchdown catch in Cincinnati that won the game, like, those are a couple of plays I remember. There was a sideline run, I think, against the Raiders for maybe 30 yards. But other than that, like, you don't remember Najee runs. And I think with Caleb, he has the potential that you're going to remember, that he's going to give you those chunk plays. And instead of 13 play drives or 10 play drives. Maybe you can have 5 play drives because I think there's more explosiveness with him. And not just him. I think all 3 of those backs have explosive qualities, but specifically with Caleb, he may not have the yards, but I think he's someone that will have a bigger impact or at least be a guy you remember more after 4 years than Najee.
Jeff, Ray Fittipaldo said that he thinks the Steelers view Troy Faltano potentially as their best offensive lineman. Are you hearing similar sentiments, and did they view him as a better player than Broderick Jones when they selected him?
At least tackle. I mean, when you see his footwork, guys, I mean, we saw it a little bit in the preseason and a very little bit in a game. The guy, and he can get to the second level like tackles, most tackles can't. I mean, his ability to go laterally, go up the field, I mean, it really is impressive. I do think he's the best tackle, maybe the best of the guards. Man, Zach Frazier's pretty special. I don't know if I would go as far as saying that he's better than Frazier, but man, they do love his potential. When you watch him in those scenarios, now it's about doing it consistently against the best in the league and how you hold up against that kind of physical test. But man, when you watch him in space, especially in OTAs and mini camp and things like that, the guy just wows you.
Jeff, what's the most impressive or loudest college football stadium you've ever been in?
Oh, wow. You know what? It might be Puskar Stadium, that 13-9 game.
Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, that place was insane that day. And then it got insanely quiet. Like it would have moments of like, wow, this place is crazy. And then it just nothing. Mm-hmm. And you'd hear some Pitt fans in the back. I mean, that's an experience. I mean, Ohio State's loud. Michigan's somewhat loud. I haven't been to Wisconsin. I do want to be there for Jump. And unfortunately, I've never been to an SEC stadium, which would probably tilt my thoughts on loudest stadiums.
Now I'm sad. Thank you, Jeff, for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Jeff, thank you. Checks in the mail. Checks in the mail, buddy.
Sorry to raise you up, Adam, and then drop you on
boy,
your
that Milan Puskar Stadium sure is loud until you steal all their hopes and dreams. Yeah. All right, Jeff, thank you.
All right, see you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Goodbye.
Great message.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.